Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663 or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. On today's show, we're talking about what it can look like to express appreciation to your spouse.
And there's this quote attributed to Anonymous that says, a person who feels appreciated will always do more than expected. And I think a big part of that is that word feels, and we're going to be digging into that on today's show. But first, we start each and every One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug. And if you're brand new, welcome.
Yes, welcome.
We are so excited that you're here. And so that you know, a hug is actually an opportunity for us to celebrate you, celebrate the one family, celebrate the wins that you're having in your marriage. Mm-hmm. And this hug comes from an Instagram direct message that we had received that starts with, a week or so ago, my husband and I had a really difficult conversation. We had gotten to the point where we weren't really having sex often. Mm. He was miserable and had really pulled away emotionally. This made me anxious because I knew something was bothering him, but didn't know what. Mm. And just as a side note, we all pick up on things that are going on with our spouse. Your spouse can tell when you're pulling back.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, totally. It's,
you know, don't think that you're keeping it on the down low. It is definitely, it's out there. She goes on to say, we really came together through our conversation and vowed to each other to work on both the sexual and emotional sides of our marriage.
Which is all about being intentional and taking action, which is what we love to see. And hey, the vow you said to one another on your wedding day, you can recommit yourselves. You can renew those vows. And that's what they're doing here, which
is
awesome.
Absolutely. She goes on to say, a few days ago, I found your podcast. It was a godsend and came at just the right time. Over Thanksgiving break, I am a teacher. We are going to do a 7-day sex challenge.
Good.
Like, come on.
Go do it. Believing that you guys have an amazing challenge.
Absolutely. She closes with, we're both so excited. We have been married for 12 years and the resource of your podcast is so well timed. We've already had sex twice this week and can't wait for the challenge.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, and in a perfect timing with this episode coming out the week of Thanksgiving here in the United States. So to each and every one of you in the one family, we are praying and declaring that you have an amazing time with your family, with your spouse over this Thanksgiving holiday. I know many of us, this year has been ups and downs. Mm-hmm. It really has. And what better way, what better time to really show and express our appreciation to our spouse and everything maybe they are dealing with, have dealt with, are just wherever they may be. Like, express your appreciation for them this week.
Yeah, and that's, you know, as Tony said at the top of the show, that's what we're talking about, right? Getting to this place where we're acknowledging the good things that are happening in our marriage. Because let's face it, this has been a year where, you know, between all different forms of media, what your conversations you're having with coworkers or families or play dates, or there's a lot of stuff that people are complaining about this year.
Man, between COVID, school shutting down, works being, or businesses being shut down, a crazy election. I mean, it's still ups and downs. Yeah, this is the time to express that appreciation.
And, you know, within marriage, expressing appreciation it's a really interesting concept because we can get into this place where we just expect. We expect things to happen. But we don't necessarily express appreciation even for the things that we expect to happen. We have these thoughts that go through our head. Well, like, that's your job, or we're married, so just do that. Or, you know, I shouldn't have to acknowledge you. This is the kind of stuff that we just have to do in our lives to make our lives work. Or you know, the one that kind of gets a little deep, and I've maybe said this a handful of times over the last 24 years. Do you see what I do all day long?
Mm-hmm.
Right. you know, Tony said, and you all know, this show was first airing the week of Thanksgiving. And it's a week that so many of us are thinking about what we're thankful for. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's interesting. As I was prepping for the show, I thought, you know, Thanksgiving's this one day that we set aside to express our appreciation, right? To say what we're thankful for. And all of a sudden it hit me. I'm like, it's kind of like saying Valentine's Day is the only day that you can say, I love you. Right? Are we actually in this place where we're only parking these emotions on one day? You know, you have your love day in February and you have your gratitude, appreciation, thankfulness day in November and good luck in between.
Well, gift giving day would be Christmas.
Gift giving day would be Christmas. But if we're just talking about the emotions, those are like the two big love and thankfulness. You get 2 days.
Okay. Yeah.
That leaves 363 days out of the year, you guys. What are we doing on the rest of those days? Like, what does it look like if we start acknowledging the things that we're grateful for? And I love you guys so much because we asked you, you know, what are those things that you are grateful for? And, you know, some of the comments were things like, after 31 years, she is still my favorite person to spend time with. And the sex is great. Love that.
Oh, heck yeah. Love 31 that. Years in. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
A man that prides himself in financially taking care of me and our babies. Mm. Growth that I've seen in my husband and our marriage. Laughter and adventure are grit. You know, in 2020, grit's probably a thing that we could all be thankful for.
That's a word.
Yeah, we genuinely love coming home to each other and that our home is full of peace. Redemption.
Mm. That's a powerful one.
That's a power. I mean, and the list went on and on. I mean, there were hundreds of responses and that's just a small taste of what your family, the one family, mm-hmm. is grateful for this year. And there's an expression out there that talks about the fact that what you appreciate actually grows in value. And if we could take it one step further, when you express appreciation to your spouse, the value that grows there is the value that they place on themselves. And it's also the value that you hear yourself expressing to them. It's not just expressing appreciation is not just for your spouse to receive it. It's not just for them.
That's right.
Right? Because yes, their ears and their body and they'll receive it. And we'll talk about, you know, I know sometimes people are resistant to receiving appreciation. It's a whole nother thing. Mm-hmm. That's on them. But when you express the appreciation, let me tell you something. It is a full body experience. And I don't want to, like, this is not like an orgasm type thing where you're like full body. Lisa, what are you talking about? No, like literally full body. And I want you to just stop and think about this for a minute. When you make the decision to express appreciation to your spouse, your brain is thinking about it,
mm-hmm.
right? If you speak it, your mouth is involved in that process. If you're looking at your spouse when you say it, your eyes are involved in your process. If you're holding hands with them or writing a note or typing a text, your hands are involved. If you wrap your arms around them as you do, your arms are involved. Like, this is a full body thing to express appreciation. It's not just a, hey, thanks. It's getting into this place in this mindset that we can actually step in and say, wait a minute, what does this do for both of us? If we create an environment in our marriage where we express appreciation.
Mm-hmm. That it's all about your emotional intimacy. And as Elisa said, your physical intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
Physical intimacy is non-sexual touch, you know, non-sexual, you know, you're not leading into sex. So the touches, the hugs, the eye connection. Mm-hmm. That's even emotional intimacy, because that's emotional intimacy is both your verbal and nonverbal communication with one another. And to see them, and even to say that across the room, there's that nonverbal communication that you guys have with one another.
Yeah. And, you know, truth be told, guys, one of the biggest challenges with this is that we can get into a rut of doing it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's easy just to, like, we've been together for 26 years, 24 years married. Yeah, it's easy. It's like, yeah, you're there.
You know, like, why do I have to acknowledge that you cleaned up the kitchen or mm-hmm. you folded the laundry or you took the kids somewhere? Why do I have to acknowledge that, you know, you provide for our family? Or why do I have to, like, it's just what we do.
It's what we do. Yeah, it's what it's. We're married.
We're married. Like, we're doing this life together. And the truth is we've got to put the brakes on that way of thinking. Because if I can take you back to when you were dating, right? When somebody would leave you that love note, you're like, oh my gosh, that was the sweetest thing that you've done. Thank you so much. Or when they would pick up your favorite coffee. Oh my gosh, that's my favorite coffee. Thank you so much. Let me give you a big hug and kiss. Like, we would do those things.
Mm-hmm.
We can't stop doing those types of things, expressing that appreciation just because we put a ring on it and we got to wear the fancy dress and have the great cake.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't stop at the wedding day. Guys, your married life actually starts on your wedding day. Developing your intimacies, it's not the culmination on the day that you got married. It's like a tiny seed in the ground. Who the two of you are, it's a tiny seed.
Yeah, and I was just going to speak to those of you who go, well, I don't know how to, or I'm just, I stumble on that. Take it one step. Mm-hmm. It's one step. You know, we're not asking you to you know, eloquently state your love in you know, some poem or anything like that. It's just taking one step mm-hmm. towards your spouse. If you've noticed that your spouse has asked for it, maybe, or you're like, well, why do I gotta say it? Sometimes we do things in marriage. It's not always about us. Like when we express appreciation, I think sometimes I have to be reminded that it's not about me. Like it's about delivering something to Elisa so that she feels the appreciation. And I will tell you, there are times when I'm like, why would I have to say that? Like, why? Like, she knows that I love her, and yet I need to let her know that. And so I say it in different ways. It's not always I love you. There are different ways and times that it happens. So do realize that even just the smallest step can be a big step for your spouse and for yourself.
And I just want to piggyback on something that you said there. And that's the idea that your spouse knows that you love them. They still need to hear what they're appreciated for. Mm-hmm. Because I love you doesn't necessarily mm-hmm. tell them how they're impacting your life. It doesn't tell them what you recognize. It doesn't tell them what you value. It doesn't tell them what they see. Mm-hmm. And I love you, and this is, you know, that's a whole separate show, but I love you can become so commonplace in our marriages that it's lost some of its luster. Whereas if you stop and say, you know, I appreciate how you do this or recognize this, then all of a sudden there's a moment in time where the two of you are connected and you're present. And, you know, we asked the one family on Instagram, we asked you guys two questions, and we said, how do you express gratitude to your spouse? How do you show them that you appreciate them? Because we wanted to get the ideas going.
Right.
Right. You know, we do shows like this because sometimes we need to jumpstart the ideas in our own marriage. Not going to lie. Yep, you all just get to be the beneficiaries of it. The second question we asked is, what's the best way for your spouse to express appreciation to you? And the reason that we asked the second question, and we're going to get to both of them here in just a minute, but the reason that we asked that second one is because a lot of times we might be, it's kind of like the love languages. You might be expressing appreciation to your spouse in the way that you would like to be recognized, but your spouse may actually have some different things that they want to have recognized,
mm-hmm.
right? And so we wanted to dig into this, but let's start with how you express appreciation.
Can I just say one thing too? I just want to share that expectations, when we are expressing appreciation, is vital.
Mm.
Like understanding the expectations you guys have, or one of you has, or both of you have in your marriage when it comes around the expressing of appreciation, may be the light bulb. It may be the door opening that you go, oh, now I get it. Because when you don't set up those expectations, the one who is expecting to hear the appreciation and not getting it mm-hmm. can just feel left out, can feel hurt, can feel like they don't matter. And yet if you've never expressed your expectations, then it's hard for your spouse to deliver. Now, I understand there's more complexity behind this at times, because you have to have a spouse who then goes, oh, I need to do this. That's a whole nother thing. And I would say if you're in that spot, then look at doing coaching with Elisa. And you can apply if you want to at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/coaching. I'm also going to put an episode we did, episode 550, Power of Expectations into the episode notes here for you. Or if you're on your favorite podcast app, just look for episode 550.
Well, and you know, with all of that, let's start with how you all are expressing your appreciation, right? When we asked the question, how do you express appreciation to your spouse? You said doing little things to make his or her life easier, right? It's all the little, those acts of service. Some people are very direct. I just tell him or her straight up. Things like a back rub at the end of the night, you know, all those different touches. I kiss her or him. I hold their hands. I keep a gratitude. This was a great one, you guys. Just like FYI, this might be something that you can pull off even this year. But it says, I keep a gratitude log. I gave it to her 1 year at Christmas and then continued one thing each day. Now, I have no idea how long this couple has been doing this.
That's amazing.
But can you imagine if once a year you were able to go back, you receive a gift from your spouse and you go back and you read it? Can you imagine if you're the one writing it when you're like, oh, like my spouse is irritating me, but you're writing in your journal and you're like, yeah, but yesterday he did this.
And it takes commitment.
That's a huge commitment right there.
I mean, every November I do basically a gratitude/thankful month. So every day I write one thing that I'm grateful for, or thankful for. And I mean, I'm halfway through this month and I'm sitting there going, what am I grateful for? You know what I mean? So it challenges you to go, what am I grateful for? What am I taking for granted that's right around the corner or right around
in front of me?
Face, yeah. Like, and I'm just saying for myself, like even today, I was just sitting there going, okay, what is this? Like, what am I grateful for this today?
You have an amazing wife. You can put that on the top of your list.
I think I've had that.
Okay. Just in case
I don't want to like duplicate it.
Oh, you know okay. What I mean? I want
different things every day. I'm like looking to like, yes, I could put my beautiful wife, Elisa, every day, but that would be a little.
Okay. I was just like, if you were still stuck today, I just wanted to help you out.
No, I got it.
Other people said, I set up dates or do things that he or she likes to do. I leave notes. We have a dry erase board that says, I love you because, and we take turns writing on it. I bring home gifts that he or she wouldn't get for himself or herself, right? So those little things. And this is the list of what you guys are doing, but we also want to equip you on this show with the best ways to express appreciation to, and this is in your own words, this is not what Tony and Lisa say, to your spouse after this word from our sponsors. Like we were talking about a few minutes ago, you know, it's really easy to think, well, you know, if I just do this, you know, if I just say I love you, or if I just say I thank you, then, or I thank you. Yeah. If I just say thank you, that my spouse is going to know, right? They're just going to receive that. It's going to be perfect. Like I can say I've done it. I can say I've expressed appreciation. But like Tony said a few minutes ago, what if their expectations are different? What if what they need to have appreciated or recognized isn't what you're recognizing or appreciating? You know, the quote at the beginning of the show, you know, as we were talking about that, said a person who feels appreciated will always do more than expected. Do you know how your spouse feels appreciated? Do you know what works for them? Do you know what literally, like, to use a really kind of cliche, do you know what makes their heart sing?
That's what I was thinking too.
Aw, look at us on the same page. Do you know? And if you don't, I want to tell you something right now. Don't get down on yourself.
No.
Don't say, oh, I must be a failure if I don't know. This is the opportunity that you've been waiting for to actually ask the question.
And I would say over time, that may change. Mm-hmm. So what you have been doing or had been doing may have changed over the last couple of years or decade. So it may be a great time to go, hey, what is it? How can I best show my appreciation for you?
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't asked it, that may be the one thing you ask this week, you know, and maybe write it down on a note and to one another and share them and write it down and then give it to your spouse. So that way they know, how can I best show my appreciation for you?
Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. When you ask that question, you have to be prepared to do something with the answer.
That's true. You got to take action.
Don't ask the question if you're not going to do anything with it. Because that'll just cause more frustration in your marriage.
It will.
But when you're ready to take action on whatever your spouse says, and we're going to give you a bunch of ideas from the One Family, and these all come in your own words. But when you're ready, watch the shift that's going to happen when your spouse feels appreciated. Watch what starts to happen in the dynamic between the two of you and how your house feels. I mean, some of the things that you guys said by telling me and with a kiss on my forehead. Very specific. Very specific. You know, somebody else said, help me when I'm struggling with chores. Right? It's looking for those little things. It's saying, physical touch.
I think a good one is a genuine thank you and appreciation. Okay. Again, for me, that would be a conversation. Here we are in our emotional intimacy going, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's extrapolate that, because some people, and this may be your spouse, needs to understand what that means. What's a genuine thank you and appreciation? You know, gifts. If there's something where they're just like gifts, well, what kind of gifts? Mm-hmm. Because that's a big range. I mean, it could be anywhere from like a cool, like, $10 bouquet of flowers to $1,000, handbag. What kind of gifts? But it's just asking one another, what does that mean to you? Mm-hmm. Because all of us are different. And a genuine thank you and appreciation for one can be completely different for the other. One person could just be like, I just want to hear you say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Where another one, it may be more in depth of a thank you. You know, I'm thankful for you doing XYZ.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they can receive it and know that there's you've expressed appreciation for what they've done. Gosh, a special date night. You guys had so many great ones. A small gesture, like taking on one of my duties once in a while. I'm assuming that's around like household chores.
Probably.
And things of that nature. Yeah,
probably
sure.
Chauffeuring the kids or, mm-hmm. or paying the bills one month or, mm-hmm. Another one that said, say it out loud. And when he brags to others, There's something really powerful. You guys, when you walk up on a conversation or you hear roundabout, that there's somebody telling you, oh yeah, well, your husband was saying, these amazing things about you, or your wife was telling me how you, landscaped the backyard or put fencing around the pool, or your wife. Yeah. I heard about how, she like manages all of this stuff in your household, and how incredible is that? Like when you hear your spouse bragging about you, then it's not just between the two of you. It's also happening to like other people, like the community is getting involved.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right.
There are others, oral sex, making love. Hey, your sexual intimacy, there is expression of appreciation in that act.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. I've experienced that. And I think you would say you have as well. Simply letting me know, showing me affection, actions, loving words. Man.
This one caught my attention. It said, with hugs and my standard 13 touches daily.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a couple you guys that has got it dialed in.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's got a touch quota.
Mm-hmm.
And kudos to this couple for saying, you know what, we're going to have a conversation around this. Right. And they know, and there's a touch tank that is getting filled up during the day. There's, people that are saying, don't assume I know.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said the whole thing was words, words, words. Don't assume I know. And I think that's the biggest thing. If you've been married any length of time, it's easy to make the assumption that your spouse knows. But I will tell you, not just in 2020, but in life in general, our spouses go out into the world, or if they're home with the kids or doing whatever they're doing, and they're getting beat up. And there are a lot of people that are not letting them know that they're appreciated. You need to be the one, the loudest voice, expressing appreciation to your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
Finding those things. And even if you're going through a tough season, and we know that there are couples listening to the show and you are in a tough season. Find one thing. It doesn't have to be a big thing. It doesn't have to be, earth shattering. Can you find something today that you can look at your spouse and say, thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you that we were able to get through dinner without an argument. Thank you for allowing me to sleep in and taking the baby. thank you for coming home early today. Right? Mm-hmm. It's when we start to acknowledge the little things. Because guess what? Over the course of your marriage, you're going to have a lot more little things than, you know, the thank you for, you know, sweeping me off on a surprise trip to Paris type of thing.
Which is fun. And yet the daily acts that you do, or, you know, some of this may not even be daily. You know, again, what is it for you guys in your marriage? I mean, I'm looking at this list still that you guys sent. I mean, it's just, you know, massage, time spent together, through their actions. These are all things that happen, you know, can happen once a day, could happen a few times a week. Mm-hmm. And it's the ability to just know that when it does happen, that you just receive it. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at this too, in even for our marriage, and I'm like, yeah, Lisa and I hold hands, and we'll say, I mean, I'll definitely tell her I love her every night before bed and things of that nature. But it's not like all the lights dim, the music comes on perfectly, and you know what I mean. It's we accept that appreciation, knowing that we are in this marriage and have been in this marriage for 24 years. And so sometimes I think we get like, it wasn't perfect. Like you didn't express it the exact way I need you to express it for me to receive it. Sometimes we just got to go, you know what? I'm going to just take that and just call it cool. Like, it's good. I don't know what's going on with my spouse right now. They may be having a rough day, a rough week, a rough month. I don't know. Like, again, if you're in a spot where you need that help, somebody needs to come in there and help you guys see some things, definitely go apply with Elisa for coaching. But do realize some of these ways that you are showing and are shown appreciation aren't earth shattering. There are just the daily thing, once a week, twice a week thing that, you know, you just got to go, thank you.
And on the receiving end, say thank you back.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for noticing. Thank you for acknowledging. Thank you for seeing. Don't minimize it by sticking a but on the end of that. Thank you. Thank you is truly a complete sentence.
It is.
And build your marriage in the thanks. Build your marriage in the thank yous. Build your marriage in saying, yeah, I see you. I recognize you. I'm doing life with you. And I'm so glad. These are, guys, all of these ideas are just starting points. This is the week to sit down, maybe after Thanksgiving dinner, maybe, you know, when you just get that, you know, 15 or 20 minutes of quiet and say, again, question we asked earlier, how can I show my appreciation to you?
Mm-hmm.
How can I make it so that you feel appreciate it? Because as this year wraps up, as the next year starts, as we're heading into a new season, whatever it is for you guys, I want to make sure, honey, that I'm letting you know that I see you,
mm-hmm,
and I love you, and I want to do it in such a way that you feel it, mm-hmm, that it's not just words going in one ear and out the other, but that it actually gets to your heart.
Yeah, I love it. To each and every one of you, we want to express our appreciation. And there's no better way for us to express it other than by just saying thank you. Thank you for being part of the one family. Thank you for being loyal to, you know, your spouse, mm-hmm, to putting in the effort, to being intentional, to taking action in your marriage. You know, it takes a lot to go, you know, I'm gonna invest in something and in some way to enjoy this life I have, this marriage I have, and Elisa and I don't take it lightly. So thank you all for just being part of our lives, and we're excited. We're excited as you show appreciation to your spouse, to your loved ones this holiday, this Thanksgiving. You guys have yourselves a fantastic week, and we can't wait to see some of those amazing ways that you show your appreciation. Have a fantastic week. We'll catch you next week. Love you guys.